Welcome to Airtime. This is Patrick Kelly with the official podcast, The Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. In episode 2, we visited with Eric Johnson about the junior duels. Today, we'll be visiting with Travis Keel about the cadet duels that took place in York, Pennsylvania, the week prior to the junior duels. Travis Keel has been coaching at Mill Valley High School in the Kansas City Metro for the past 18 years. He has built a successful program and in recent years has taken the Jaguars to the next level. The team brought home a third-place trophy from the 2015 as well as 2016 state tournament and finished just out of the trophies in fourth place during this past 5A state tournament. Coach Keel has been awarded numerous Coach of the Year awards, including the 2015 KWCA 5A Coach of the Year. Part of that success is due to Coach Keel's year-round commitment to the sport, which include hosting off-season practices as part of the regional training center system, bringing in high-level guest clinicians, and serving on the staff of the Kansas national team. He is currently head coach and team leader for the cadet age group of USAWKS. With roots in southeast Kansas, Travis competed for Independence High School and Labette Community College before earning his undergraduate and master's degrees from Pitt State. All right, welcome to the program, Coach Keel. It's an honor to have you.
Hey, thanks, Pat Kelly. I appreciate all you do for the sport of wrestling in Kansas and the KWCA and freestyle and Greco in the summer.
All right, well, thank you. Tell us how you got started in the sport and give us a brief recap of your competitive and coaching career.
Well, I got started, I'm from Parsons, so back in second grade. Coach Thompson, who's the head coach at Labette Community College, he had his wrestlers run a program there in town, and at each elementary school had a couple college coaches, and our St. Patrick's Catholic school had a team, and we wrestled, I think there's probably 8 to 10 elementary schools in that area. I mean, some in town, some out of town, but that was my first real experience with wrestling. It was about a 5-6 week season, and that's about all I did for probably 5 or 6 years was that. And then when we moved to Independence is kind of when I got really going into it in high school. I had a really good high school coach named Mark Longacre, and he took me around all summer, got me involved in freestyle and Greco. And then after high school, I wrestled at Labette Community College for 2 years. I think I helped out and coached there 1 year as I was going to Pittsburgh State. And then when I got done at Pittsburgh State, kind of started coaching football and wrestling, and kind of career took off from there.
And I assume under Jody Thompson at Labette?
Yes.
He's influenced a lot of our current coaches, that's for sure. He's really had a legacy.
Yes, he's a great man and taught me a lot about being a good person and coaching as well. So a lot to Coach Thompson and a lot of us coaches in the Kansas area do.
So what drives you to be involved in the Olympic styles of USAWKS? What have you been involved in with this in with this spring and summer, and what do you have planned for the rest of the summer?
I got involved with freestyle and Greco in 2007. I kind of made a commitment that I was going to learn those styles and bring them to the kids I coached in the area, and kind of just one thing led to another. I started out with cadet duels, and then all of a sudden you're on Fargo staff, and then all of a sudden you're in charge of cadet duel trips and helping out a lot at Fargo. And I just, to me, I like the fast pace and the scoring of freestyle and Greco. I like the hand fighting. I like being around some of the kids in Kansas from all over the state, get to meet a lot of different coaches and get to meet a lot of different kids from other high schools that maybe you wouldn't have a chance to if you didn't do that. But I had a great high school coach that got me involved in it. And that's why I did do it, to get these kids involved in something different. And maybe it gives them opportunity to get to the next level.
Okay. So what have you done this spring and summer? And are you planning on going to Fargo? I know you've been quite busy.
Yeah. I mean, the springtime is very busy for me. We have an RTC at Mill Valley every Monday night. I started on the first week of April, so that continued all the way through till I left for cadet duels. I've been down to Oklahoma a little bit, learning some things down there from from Team Big and Coach Fix and people around Oklahoma State. So had my own boys down there a lot in the springtime, and we went to a couple of freestyle Greco tournaments in Oklahoma just to see what they were about, see some different competition. And then, see, we've had practices at Mill Valley getting guys ready for the Greco trip at California in Concord, California, back in May. And then when we got back from that, see, I took a crew of kids to UWW's at Akron, Ohio. And so we were up there, Coach Beck and I took some kids up there about, I think we were up there 4 or 5 days and went and practiced at Ohio State. Wrestled up there, I think it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then got back and dipped down into Oklahoma, got some more training done before Cadet Duels, and then we were off to Cadet Duels, and then got back from Cadet Duels, and my boys wrestled at Junior Duels, so they did cadets and juniors, so they had like a day off, and then I took them to Tulsa and met the team, and so all last week I was down there being a parent, which is kind of nice. I was just watching my boys wrestle in Oklahoma. So, and we've had a couple of days off this week, and tomorrow I think we'll start 2 days back up in preparation for Fargo. And we go to Fargo camp July 10th, and then I believe we leave the 13th and head up there and do the 22nd. So I'll be on that trip as well.
All right. Well, gosh, it's a good thing it's such a well-paying position, though, huh?
Yeah.
Holy kidding. It's totally volunteer, and you know, that's staggering amount of time and effort you put into it. So we really, really appreciate on behalf of the Kansas coaches what you do.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it.
So the cadets traveled to York, Pennsylvania to compete in the Cadet Duels. You served as head coach and team leader. Tell us what goes into planning such an event, and let us know how things went for Team Kansas.
It's a time-consuming planning thing for the event. I mean, I start back in early March. There's hotels, there's buses, there's practice facilities, there's creating the team, there's gear, and there's finding assistant coaches. So it's a pretty time-consuming process. I mean, a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, but I mean, it's worth it so the kids can experience what they got to experience this year. And the trip we took this year, we left on a Saturday and we kind of did a traveling camp. We went to Urbana, Ohio, where Jeff Jordan has his training facility there. And we stayed all night there and we had a training session at his training facility in Ohio, which was really 2-3 mat facility, really nice, out in the middle of nowhere. But we had a really good workout there. And we got up the next day, had a workout, and then we got on the bus and we went to State College, Pennsylvania, where we got to train at Penn State University. So we got there on a Sunday night and had a practice, stayed all night, and then we had 2 practices the next day. So it was a pretty cool experience for the kids to be in an environment where the NCAA national champions for 2017 workout, and a lot of those wrestlers were in there, Coach Sanderson came in, and Casey Cunningham, and Jake Varner in there, Bo Nickel, and so the kids, I mean, we were working out, and they were coming in, and it was a really, really great experience for the kids, and that's why I spend the time to do that, so those kids can get that experience and see, and some of them never see that level, and maybe if one kid will take that, hey, this motivates me to, I want to get to the next level. If one kid is motivated by that, then it's well worth my time and effort to set it up. But it was a pretty cool experience for the kids. And then Monday afternoon, we traveled down to York and got there a day early. And then the next day was make weight. And then we wrestled Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then came back after our last duel and got back Sunday morning. So it was a great experience for the kids, and that's why I do it. So, I mean, whether they go there and they win all their matches, win half, or don't win any, that they remember that experience about, man, we got to go to Penn State and do all these cool things on a wrestling trip. So I think it was a great experience. We took 35 kids, and they were very, very well-behaved kids. I mean, that's a credit to them and their parents and their high school coaches, and just a great group of kids to be around.
Wow, that's a – That is really neat. What a value added experience. It wasn't just going and competing some duels and coming back, but boy, that was really a well thought out plan on your behalf too. And that, yeah, you're right. I mean, those kids are going to remember that for the rest of their life. Who were the other coaches on the cadet dual staff?
We had Jacob Beck, head coach at Leavenworth High School, Cody Parks, head coach at Blue Valley Southwest High School, and Tate Lowe, head coach of Valley Center High School.
So who are some of the cadets and juniors that we should keep an eye on for those of you that out there that are going to be keeping an eye on Team Kansas as they compete in Fargo?
Some of the cadets that we have that had some good tournaments at York, Keegan Slider went 7-0 in Greco, and then he was injured on his last Greco match and got a concussion, so hopefully we can get Keegan back and get him healthy and get him ready for Fargo, because he's won at that level a lot. I mean, he won schoolboy national title last year, so he's a kid that can really do well at Fargo. Another freshman, Dwayne Villapondo, he went 14-1 at cadets. He lost one freestyle match. Gavin Carter from over in your area. Gavin had a great term. I think he had, let's see here, he went 13-2. Cade Lout, a freshman from St. James, I think he went 14-2. You got Wyatt Hendrickson from out in Newton. I think he went 12-3 on the week. Devin Gomez had a really good tournament. Let's see, I'm going through Cameron Bates from Kansas City Turner. He went 5-0 in Greco. Grant Treister had a good tournament. That's a 106 for us. Another young man from Newton. Jason Henschel from Goddard. He went 7-1 in Greco, and then I believe he went 5-3 at freestyle. One of mine, Zach Keel, he went 6-2 in freestyle. Let's see here. And then some of these guys, we had five guys that got back from cadet duels and then had a day off, and then they went and wrestled junior duels. Dwayne Villapondo was one of them. Corbin Rydell was one of them. Zach and Austin Keel, and then Jason Henschel. So a lot of those guys got off the bus on Sunday and then had a day off and then went to Tulsa.
Wow.
And did it all again the next week. So, I mean, it's guys like that. I mean, they're just trying to get better. Win or lose, I mean, when you got kids that go do these dual tournaments are the toughest tournaments that these kids can do. And they can take away so much from them and mental toughness and picking yourself back up after a loss or maybe you had a big win where you got to go back out there and do it again. So I commend all these kids, the 35 kids that we took on the cadet team, and then there was like 45 on the junior team. Juniors and cadet duels is a tough, tough tournament, and I commend those kids for getting out of their comfort zone and stepping on the line with the best kids in the country and not only doing it one day, doing it 4 days in a row. I mean, that says something about the kids that we took with us on both those trips. They want to get better, and they're reaching outside their comfort zone to do that, and they'll pay big dividends for them next year in their high school seasons.
And that's something that I want to touch on next here. There's so many opportunities now with, you look at the high-level camps that we have just right here in Kansas, the little, local kind of day camps that coaches are bringing high-level guys in. We have different competitions that coaches have put together, either formally or informally or a little bit more formally. What do you think? So looking at the I think most kids are looking at improvement so that they can make an impact during the high school season. So what do you think is the value of participating in the Olympic styles during the off season? Not necessarily as opposed to those other opportunities, but just what do you think the advantage is of participating in the Olympic styles?
First of all, I just think it's a change of pace for the kids. I mean, you learn some different techniques, but like I tell, wrestling is wrestling. But the main thing that sticks out in my mind, if you do freestyle Greco, it's going to help your hand fighting skills. I mean, which you need those skills in folk style as well as Greco and freestyle. And I think some mental toughness, some of these tournaments you go to, like I just said, you go 4 days through the meat grinder, or if you go to Fargo and you're going 4 to 5 to 6 days up there. And it's just a different pace. And we've had kids that just focus on freestyle and Greco in the spring and summer. And we have some that focus on, they do a little bit of both. They do folk style tournaments and they do folk style workouts. And then they also do freestyle and Greco. So I think to me, wrestling is wrestling. But I think as a coach, I like the change of pace. I mean, it seems like the tournaments, there's more scoring, the tournaments get done faster, they're a little bit more fan-friendly in the spring after you get out of a folk-style season, the tournament could be done by 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I think that benefits the kids and the parents and everybody involved. But I see it just as a change of pace, and when you go to these national tournaments, take, for instance, last week at Junior Duels, there was a lot of Division I coaches walking around there. And there will be at Fargo as well. So, and I know Disney Duels and those things are there too, but that's kind of how I just, if Division I coaches are at Junior Duels, it's pretty important.
So what are your thoughts on improving Kansas wrestling in general, and specifically our standing in Fargo and other national tournaments?
I think it's a depth factor. I mean, a lot of those, like Illinois wins every year, but they get, I mean, when they come to a dual tournament, they're bringing 4 or 5 kids per weight class, and they only have one team. And so it's a depth factor. It's not, I mean, they're doing the regional training centers. They're getting their kids involved in weekend tournaments. But I think those top-tier states, it's a numbers game. In Oklahoma, they're just bringing a lot of kids, and they bring a lot of kids to Fargo. They have a lot of coaches involved. So I think we're on the right path in the things that we're doing. I think we just got to get more kids involved. And I've seen, like, we have a lot of schoolboys and novice going down to the tournament in Atlanta this weekend, which is good. I've seen on the Facebook or the internet where a bunch of people are taking some younger kids down to these national tournaments at an early age. I think that'll help later. But just continue what we're doing. Always trying to tweak it and try to make it better, but try to get more coaches involved, get more kids involved, and just keep selling it to them. It's good for them, and it's kind of a change of pace. But we're not, I mean, 2 years ago we got second in cadets in Greco, and I believe we were like 8th or 9th in freestyle. So we can hang with those bigger teams. We just need more numbers.
Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, we have a lot of people in the state that love wrestling, and they love to help, and I really appreciate everybody's willingness to help and help these kids get better and help our state get better.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach Keel, for taking the time to visit with us today, and good luck in Fargo. I'll definitely be keeping an eye on how Team Kansas does.
All right. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you tuning in to Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.